We have the MCP section here. We have the actual Hermes dashboard embedded inside the system. Another really good tip as well is that if you see anything open source that you think, wow, that would be great to build in, right? So, for example, if we have a look through this list, we see what we've got here, like OmniRoot. This is a free, free API that you can use to build and automate anything with. Now, why is that important for you? Well, let's say, for example, you're using the AgentOS and you want to reduce the amount of tokens you use. Well, you could take a project like this. You can grab the GitHub link. You can go back into ChatGPT here and you could say, okay, based on this, build this into the AgentOS system so that I can code for free. And then that's going to take the details from OmniRoot, install it into your AgentOS, and all of a sudden, you've not just got ChatGPT and Hermes in there, you've now got a system with a free coder. And if you're wondering how does that look like in reality, here's an example. So this is a custom tool we made with OmniRoot, where we can code out for free. We have the chat over here, we have the preview over here, we have the workspace over here. All right. Really, really powerful stuff. We have, for example, HY3 coder. And also, some of this stuff will expire. So, for example, at HY3, it's only available for free until the 21st. And so, no problem. As soon as the 21st hits, we can delete this whole section, or we can hide it, and we can, you know, do something else. The same, for example, with Sakana Fugu. Like, Sakana Fugu is an API. Like, it's not that nice to use, and it's kind of like you have to find a place to store it and be able to come back to it. So what did we do? We built out our own custom tool with Sakana Fugu, where we can see everything that we've created, we can chat with it, we can ask it to do stuff, and everything is stored inside one system right here. And then anytime something is trending or interesting that I want to play with, for example, like loops, loop engineering was something big that was, you know, everyone was talking about 2 weeks ago, we plugged in the loop engineering system here. And then the other thing I would say here is like when you're building out agent operating systems, it doesn't just have to be for business stuff. So, for example, you could have a system like this where you can generate music. It could be, for example, your goals. If you were really into Muay Thai, you know, you could have something related to that here. It could be like a tracker for training or something like that. Whatever you prefer to do, you can plug it inside this system. So you could, we have a music generator here if I want to just create some music that I'm interested in, for particularly for like ambient music. Then I can just plug this inside the system. We can get the files. We can come back to the AI music we've generated later, and it's all ready to go inside there as well. So those are all the systems that we get. Another orchestration system as well, and this is with Hermes, is the Kanban board. Now, with the Kanban board, what we have is a system where we can drop in a task. It gets automatically triaged, and then all of our agents, and we've got many different agent profiles, get assigned to that task as well. So yeah, it's unbelievable. It's really changed the way that I work. And the other thing that I would say here is it changes the way your team works as well. So if you have a team, like for me, I have an SEO agency, and you know, we've got a team who needs to be able to use AI and that sort of thing. We can give this to like our team of editors and they can use a video agent. And if we have a look down here as well, these are all reviews and testimonials from the AI Profit Boardroom. You can see here, for example, like so many people again, awesome wins and awesome results with the AgentOS. Like Jacob, he set it up in about 10 minutes, and you saw that I set it up today as well. And Jacob was spending like 12 hours a day trying to build out the AgentOS. Then he just did it in 10 minutes by using our template. David was saying like Julian is cooking harder on his AgentOS than anybody I've seen. So it's a great way to customize it. And you can see, for example, like Sheena as well. Sheena actually created her own version of our AgentOS and used it for lead generation. Now, one thing that I get asked all the time by people is like, you know, what if you're, for example, thinking about selling AI agent services or AI automation, what's the one thing that clients want to see? What is in demand right now? And for sure, it's the agent operating system. Like, if you can build out custom workflows that solve all the problems your customer has by creating amazing systems like you've seen today. So if they need help generating images, you create the image studio. If they need help generating videos, you create the video studio. If they need help generating social media content, you create a social media agent. And how do you do it? You just go back into Codex and you test it out for later. So you can easily build out all this stuff and you just grab their idea, you solve all the problems, and you go from there. Now, as well, one thing that I'll say